Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When it comes to high school sports, we got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis for real. At 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station. And, of course, at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from Maddox Gerald, linebacker for the Jonesboro Cardinals. Made his commitment to Washington University. Jonesboro got a bounce-back win last week after stumbling for a couple of games, and they're getting ready for some region play, so I got a chance to catch up with him. And you'll hear that conversation, like I said, here in just a couple of seconds or so. Also later in the show, another linebacker for Woodstock, and that is Andrew Burmeister. Woodstock having a great start to their season at 4-1, and they'll have a bye this week, and then they'll get ready for a big region matchup with Cherokee, if I'm not mistaken. So, good stuff there from both of these young men. Real quick, I didn't get a chance to hit it because I overlooked my own dang notes in prep roundup, but national news-wise, they're, flag football, I mentioned to you that they're gearing up and whatnot. Here in Georgia, well, in Pennsylvania, they have sanctioned, their high school association has sanctioned flag football now, so it's an official sport. So they are now the 13th state to have flag football, including Georgia. That is also along with Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Nevada, New York, and Tennessee. So hats off to the folks up there in Pennsylvania. Look, if you have not seen a flag football game, I'm telling you, these young ladies are busting their butts out there in the competition, the competitiveness, it's bar none. Like, it's solid. It really is. So I highly encourage you, if you get some time, go check out and support a flag football team. It's not every member school does not have a team. I will say that. So, but you can pretty much jump on Max Preps or GHSA site and see which schools have teams and find one local that may be in your area. But I would again highly suggest you go check it out because it's very competitive. And again, they're gearing their seasons up now. As I mentioned, I know Sprayberry had some competition tonight along with Douglas County and South Cobb. So a couple of media days coming up, in fact, that I'll be checking out as well. APS is having theirs for flag football. DeKalb County is having theirs for flag football. So I've been invited to those. So I'll go out and congratulate all those teams and young ladies on getting their season started because I'm telling you, it's really, really fun. Sonny, I'm going to have to grab you one day and take you out. We'll have to see if your daughter's school, Dutchtown, if they've got a team. I'm pretty sure they probably do.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Maybe we'll make that hike down there and go check them out. So you can see, I'll be trying to get everybody to go to, even to Mike Conte. I was like, Mike, when's the last time you been to a game? And today I was like, Big Tigger, I was like, So, yo, it's Friday's like, man, I need to get you to a game. I'm like always trying to get people to go to high school games with me because it's fun. It really is. Like,
people don't realize until you go. Like, it's a vibe. It's a whole vibe.
It is. And if you haven't been in a long time, you just really don't know what you're missing. Like, you know, like, so anyway, that's that. That's the national news that I meant to get to in the prep roundup. So congratulations again to those young ladies in Pennsylvania as they will get a chance now to compete or participate competitively for flag football in high school and, you know, try to win a state title. And the thing about it is they're small schools, but schools are offering scholarships for flag football. That's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize. So it's another avenue for these young ladies to try to, you know, bring, you know, get some money for to get their education paid for. So hats off to, again, all the states that are welcoming, and the Falcons have been, and along with the NFL, but the Falcons have really been championing for this. They've been one of the NFL teams, along with the league itself, pushing for states to incorporate flag football at the high school level. So hats off to the Falcons for their role and you know, how involved they've been here locally in Georgia with the push. In fact, not this past season before, they actually held the semifinals up at Flowery Branch at the Falcons indoor practice facility. So they've really been behind it. So it's really good to see that they get that kind of support. All right. Great conversation with a great young man. Got a chance to literally like talk to him right off there. He didn't even take his shoulder pads off after practice. And that is Maddox Gerald, Jonesboro Cardinals linebacker, recently committing to Washington University. And again, Jonesboro picked up a nice bounce back win that they needed to snap a 2-game skid. And now they'll get ready for a region matchup with Harris County. And here's the conversation with Maddox.
All right, we'll head out to the wave4.com hotline where Maddox is joining me now. Maddox, first off, bro, congratulations on your commitment to Washington University. Sir. Yes, sir, man. That's a big deal, man. Wanted to get you on and definitely give you your props on that. So congratulations on that. You know, and obviously congratulations on getting your senior year here rolling. When it comes to that commitment, bro, what was it about Washington University that you knew that's where you wanted to call home the next 3-4 years when it comes to your academic and athletic career?
Yes, sir. The number one most important thing for me when making my decision was academics. And it's a top 25 school in the country. And, I mean, that alone says a lot. So it was that. I've been up there to see it. It's just a great culture that they have. And it's just, they have dogs. It might be a small school, but, I mean, we play good football up there. And I'm ready to be a part of that.
All right. And speaking of having some dogs and good culture, you come from you're coming out of a program in Jonesboro that's very much the deal as well. A lot of dogs down there, a lot of good culture led by Coach Floyd. You got Coach Carmichael and crew. How big of a role, you know, were they for you in all of this? And, how important was it to have them kind of there with you, kind of going through this process?
Yes, sir. I mean, that was the most important thing. I have a great relationship with all my coaches here, and they've really helped me throughout the whole process. It's just, you got to put a lot of faith in the people around here, and they all have the best insight for all these players in mind. And, I mean, that's shown through how much exposure these kids get. And, I mean, we have a lot of great athletes that come on the field every game, and I take it upon myself to just keep these guys disciplined, keep them humble, and just – every single game is going to be physical, and no matter who we play, and no matter who you are, you're no better than any other man on the field. You might be a better player, but we got to bring our A game this Friday for sure.
All right, we're going to talk about that here in just a second. Spending time on the wave4.com hotline, Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Maddox Gerald's linebacker for the Jonesboro Cardinals and now commit for Washington University. You guys hit a little bit of a slump there. But you bounced back with a nice win over Banneker a couple weeks ago. Now coming off your bye week as you get ready for a region opener against Harris County. But when it comes down to getting that win heading into the bye week, you know, what do you feel like helped you guys kind of get back on track?
Yes, sir. I mean, we're a team we're not worried about our record at the end of the year. We're worried about winning a state championship. And we have all the guys to do that. We've got the size. We've got the talent. It's going to come down to our discipline and how we play for each other. I mean, getting that win over Banneker, good to get in, get back positive, and we have an even record now. But I mean, we're worried about going 1-0. We're not looking behind us. We got a threat on Friday. No matter who these kids are, they're Southern boys, and we're already ready to get in the trenches. So it's going to be a game.
All right, and you talked about leadership a little bit there earlier. You know, how important was it for you kind of, as you said, being a vocal leader on that team, you know, when you guys did kind of slide there, how important was it for you to kind of, you know, make sure you were vocal in helping the guys kind of keep their heads right, especially those that may, you know, those younger players, because, you know, you guys got a great group of kids over there. So and I know a lot of them have the same mentality as you, but maybe for some of those younger kids who kind of might have looked at it like, oh, man, here we go. You know, how important was it for you as a leader to kind of step in, be vocal, and just keep the guys focused on, like you said, on the main goal, which is trying to reach the state title game?
I mean, yes, sir. The biggest thing we preach here is just bouncing back. And yeah, those two losses hurt, but they're also a learning lesson. And I mean, we got to really show off who we are against these region teams and these competitive teams, all these teams that have gone to the semifinals. We haven't done that here yet. So we're just looking to show off our talent. And that comes with playing for each other. That doesn't come for trying to make every play on the field. And we just got to do our jobs individually, and that's what we're going to preach on Friday. And if people aren't doing that, then I'm here to keep everybody in check, and I accept that role. Yes, sir.
All right. And as you mentioned, getting ready for your region opener, and that opponent is going to be Harris County. You know, what do you feel like is going to be some of the key factors for you all to keep some momentum behind you and pick up another win on Friday?
Yes, sir. This is a game one in the trenches. It's just whatever team's more physical is going to come out with that win on the board. So, I mean, it comes down to who's going to stay in it the longest. I don't care who's winning the first five plays. This is going to be a 120-plus game, and it's all going to be one in the trenches. And we have some different roles coming up this week that we're ready to show, and a lot of different fronts that our defense is going to head. And, of course, that's what I'm primarily worried about. But it's just winning in all facets of the game, and that comes with effort. And in a game like this, it's just – that's all we're going to come down to, is just keeping the will and keeping the drive and being physical every single play.
Good deal. Well, Maddox, man, thank you for taking a couple of minutes. I know you literally just walked off the practice field. Probably ain't even took your shoulder pads off yet. But thank you for the time. And again, man, congratulations on your commitment to Washington University, bro.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. Good luck to you guys this week.
Thank you so much.
All right, and again, that's Maddox Gerald, Jonesboro Cardinals linebacker, Washington University commit. Got a chance to catch up with him. Great young man. And shout out to Coach Carmichael, who helped me coordinate that with Maddox. And shout out to Coach DeTimothy Floyd, head coach for the Cardinals. Always, Cardinals always welcoming in all sports as well. Shout out to Coach Melman, head coach of the basketball and athletic director down that way. So always get a lot of love from Jonesboro. But that region that they are in, that's a very, very tough region. Now, no teams have played any region games yet, but just to give you an idea of how well some of the teams are doing, Harris County's at 4-0, Stars Mills at 4-0, Northside, Columbus at 3-1, Central Carrollton at 3-1, and then Jonesboro at 2-2. Griffin and Mundy's Mill, unfortunately, no wins on deck yet for them. But again, non-region means nothing. It's all about what you do in your region stands. And I shouldn't say non-region doesn't mean anything, because GHSA did make some rule changes where wins and losses could be determining factor depending on how you end the season in the standings and whatnot. But for the most part, it's what you do in region play that counts the most. You want to be in the top four coming out of your region to get that playoff berth. So that's what matters, and they'll get ready to open up region play against a Harris County team that's going to, you know, both teams going to head into that one looking to get that one leg up. All right, still to come on the show, another linebacker we'll get got a great conversation in with Andrew Burmeister of the Woodstock Wolverines. He is actually a Columbia University commit, and again, great conversation with him. It's coming up. That'll be coming up here in just a second. Plus, what I'm looking forward to as far as the remainder of the week and some of the action I'm going to check out. One thing I'm looking forward to that I'll tell you about has nothing to do with sports, but it definitely has something to do with one of the things I like to do when I go to a place like that, and that's eat. I like to eat when I...
Are we talking about food?
Yeah, so I'll tell you all about it here in just a second. It's coming up on the other side. Final segment in minutes right here. Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app.